Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Big Ten Saturday night on NBC. It is not only the season opener for the Nittany Lions when they take on West Virginia, but it's also the debut of Big Ten Saturday night for NBC Sports on a long-term contract. And on the call with Todd Black legend Noah Eagle, one of the best in the business, and that is Catherine Tappan, who will be working the sidelines. Catherine, thanks a lot for your time today.
Oh, my gosh, Steve, thank you. We are so excited for this weekend. I love just the sound of that. Big Ten Saturday night sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does. And you've done a lot in your career. I mean, if we were to sit here and list all the accolades, it would eat up the rest of the show and you wouldn't have to speak. But between the Olympics and the NFL, the NHL, Notre Dame football, what did it mean to you personally to be put on this assignment for Big Ten football with Noah and with Todd?
Yeah, well, I mean, it means a lot to me. First of all, I mean, I've had the opportunity to do such great things at NBC Sports and NHL Network and NESN and local NBC 10 in Providence, Rhode Island over the course of my career. And when it started trickling out the news that, you know, hey, this package might be going to NBC in some capacity, I mean, I immediately went to my immediate bosses and the higher-ups and the people that make these decisions and, you know, basically said, however possible, to be involved in this broadcast, I'd love it, whether I'm hosting or doing sidelines. It meant a huge deal to me. I absolutely love college football. I've enjoyed going to college football games my entire life. My uncle's a Hall of Famer at Rutgers. I went to Rutgers. my grandfather graduated from Penn State, and I just, you know, and then covering Notre Dame football for the last nine seasons, there's nothing like it to me. You know, the traditions, the sounds, the families gather for the tailgates, the pure joy that it brings fans, you know, and people have a vested interest in these schools because most of those fans went there or they live in the area and they know the players and they see the players around town and, you know, the band, and it's just incredible. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. And then you factor in, my goodness, they go out and get Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge. I mean, I'm surprised I'm part of that trio because those guys are the best there are. And I'm just so excited. It's been an honor to get to spend time with them. Todd and I spent a great deal of time together out in the Midwest back in March. Noah was still doing his responsibilities with the Clippers, but, you know, went to a couple teams out there in the Big Ten and visited with Wisconsin and Minnesota and a couple of the others. And then, you know, Noah, I had to spend a great deal of time with him at the Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis. And, you know, we all just hit it off, and that's going to come across on the air. I mean, yeah. I've always said in my career, you've got to spend a lot of time, and it works for players too, off the field, quote unquote. Yep. And I've loved getting to know my colleagues. You become a family. You're on the road together 24/7. You're eating meals together. You know, you spend more time than your real family. And I'm looking forward to seeing that chemistry grow and hearing it on the broadcast as well.
Yeah, on the radio side, that's what Jack Ham and I do with our group every week. Or in basketball, Dick Girardi, we make sure we're always on the road together developing that relationship all the time. It's really important. So I do teach a broadcasting class, sports broadcasting class at Penn State. I did tell them you were going to be on the show today. And I'd say maybe a third of the students in the class say they would love to be a sideline reporter. So I asked them, if you had an opportunity to talk with Catherine, what question would you ask? So I'll give you the two-part version. You can handle it any way you want. Number one, what does it take for you to then go into something new with new teams, to then develop relationships, and then how important down the road are those relationships to giving better stories and better reports?
Well, I think I'll answer the second part first, because in general, yeah, I think every single relationship you make from the second you start deciding what you want to do with your life, whether it's broadcasting or a bank or a lawyer, a veterinarian, whatever it may be, you know, those early relationships, you'd be amazed at how, and you know this, you come, you know, 10, 15 years into your career, you have to circle back with someone you may have met in your first couple of years. And I have always had great relationships. I am really vested in the network. I think everybody should have their network, and they should have their network of people that they can reach out to at any point in time. Because to your point, especially with college sports and pro sports, I mean, people move teams all the time. You know, you may develop a relationship with the PR staff at Penn State, and maybe one of those people goes on to NFL teams, and next thing you know, you're covering that NFL team, and you've got to talk to the PR staff again, and hey, remember those days we covered Penn State? Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things. Right. So the relationships are incredibly important, because every single one of them is going to come back at some point in your career or personally. And then with regards to taking on something new, I mean, it's a huge, I mean, just this week alone, the prep, I was on vacation last week at my family's summer cottage in Maine, and I started to get really antsy come like Thursday, Friday, and I was going to leave on Sunday, and I told my mom, I'm like, no, I'm out of here. Like, I got to get back. It was like the first day of school, jitters and anxiety, because we do, these are two unknowns, you know. Typically with Notre Dame, it was a little different for me. We always, you know, by week five, you know the Notre Dame team inside and out. You just really had to study the opponent. This is a matter of studying and really ingraining yourself in both teams. And again, a lot of that work started in March. A lot of that work continued at the Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis. And it's just constantly inundating yourself with information. We have an amazing team at NBC Sports of researchers. And, you know, we were getting press clippings on a weekly basis for all Big Ten teams. You know, we got our research pack for this game starting on Sunday, and it's, you know, it's all the facts, it's all the important stats you need to know. And, you know, at the end of the day, the game tells itself. You could have all the history and all the storylines in the world, but, you know, unless there's a 7-hour lightning delay, you might not get any of them in. So, but we are looking forward. We've had a great reception from all the head coaches. I sat down every head coach in Indianapolis, the Big Ten, for about a 12-15 minute interview, and they were all wonderful. And I think, you know, that facial recognition will come into play on the sidelines on Saturday and as we move forward in the season, and just the credibility we all have, and that Peacock, that brand, is it stands for itself, and it's got a lot of class behind it. It has a lot of integrity, a lot of respect, and we will continue to you know, function as our parent company does as well, and just be the best we can be.
Have you thought, or has anybody talked to you at all about being on the sideline at Penn State? It's not a whiteout on Saturday night, but it's as close to one as you're going to get, because it'll just be the blue stripe.
Yeah, the helmet stripe.
Has anybody talked to you about that and the noise factor down there?
Yes, actually, I talked to a couple of the players today. I caught up with Nicholas Singleton, Katron Allen, and I'll be speaking to a few more of them tonight. Yes, they have all described what it's like to run onto that field. I certainly remember, and I've seen the images and the replays of the helmet stripe game last year against Michigan. I don't know what it's like to be down there, though. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I've been a part of huge events in my career. I've got dual earpieces that are noise canceling, and they are. You might be standing right next to me, Steve, and you actually have to, like, physically tap me, because I've got those things so loud so I can hear the broadcast of my producer. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I have not broadcasted a college football game in that kind of environment. So there will be – I mean, that's part of the game, though. That's part of what my responsibility is, too. You know, how are the opposing players figuring out how to communicate with one another when it's so loud? So – I think it's going to be awesome. And then you factor in under the lights in a primetime game, it's going to be off the chart.
Without giving away too much, is there a story on Penn State that you can tease a bit that you're anxious to tell when you get the opportunity?
Well, I'm really anxious to tell the story about these running backs. I mean, I think it's incredible what they've done. You know, we look at different universities in the course of college football and colleges, and, you know, there's tight end U, there's the, you know, schools that have strong offensive lines, and it's really neat that these guys are a well-oiled machine in their running backs. And I think that chatting with them, I'll catch up with Saquon Barkley this week and get his perspective on these guys on the field. And that's one of the storylines I'm interested in. And, you know, I found it interesting because I asked both guys, you know, hey, was there any trepidation coming to Penn State knowing the other guys coming? You know, sometimes, especially you look at college football now and all the movement, and it's like, oh, I'm not going to be a starter, I'm going to transfer, which, you know, I don't necessarily always agree with, but I understand their circumstances both ways. But neither one of these guys thought that. They were like, oh, no, are you kidding? Like, I was excited. And they live together. They work with each other off the field. They're buddies off the field. And I just think those are the stories that I love to tell, because it's part X's and O's, but it's part about what makes these guys human and what makes them college student athletes first and foremost before they are anything else. And the families are close. And I just think that's one of the stories I'm looking forward to telling. And then, you know, we'll see what else we get here as we talk to some of the coaches and go to practice this week.
Yeah, because, I mean, you'll notice when you're there, because, you know, I'm there every day, is that Allen and Singleton are side-by-side all the time, not because it's positional, just because they like being around each other. And
right.
The interesting part is their number of carries, and I said this to Nick today at the quarterback club. He and Allen were separated by 11 carries organically last year. It really played out well.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I asked him if there's any, like, friendly competition with, you know, how many you know, scores each one has. He said, Allen actually said to me, you know, there's definitely a little, if he scores a touchdown, I got to get one too. So, not a bad problem to have if you're James Franklin and company, right?
Yeah, no, he's always promoting competition. That's a good one to have. He scored, I better get one. That seems to help the team in the end. Yeah. Is there anything quickly on West Virginia's story you'd like to tell?
Well, I think they're feisty. I mean, their coach, there's no question that the coach is in the hot seat right now, and they didn't have the season they wanted to last year. Their defense was not good last year. And so they're coming into this game fired up and ready to go and trying to prove, you know, who they are. You know, they've got the great All-American center in Zach Frazier. They spoke to one player today who said he's the general of the offense. You know, Garrett Green is the sergeant, he's the general. And so I think, you know, they've got an incredible offensive line. The defense, I think, is going to come out trying to prove themselves, which is going to be tough against Penn State, you know, arguably one of the best offenses in the country, and certainly offensive lines. And, you know, I think that they've got something to prove this season. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. So I think that will be the storyline for West Virginia coming in.
This is the consummate pros pro, and Catherine Tappan's going to add a lot to the Big Ten coverage as she continues through. Thank you so much for your time today.
I appreciate that so much, Steve. I'm going to hit you up on those sidelines and get some info from you. So
sounds great. Thanks. I appreciate it, Catherine.
I know. We're looking forward to being there. Thanks so much for having me on.